Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly shift your mindset and boost your resilience, the magic of positive affirmations. Now, I know what you might be thinking, aren't affirmations a bit cheesy? Trust me, I used to think the same thing. But hear me out, it's not about chanting random feel-good phrases and expecting instant miracles. It's about consciously choosing words that empower you, words that resonate with your goals, and consistently repeating them to rewire your brain for success. We all have this inner voice, right? That constant chatter in our heads. And honestly, sometimes that voice can be a real downer, bringing negativity and self-doubt into the mix. But what if we could consciously choose to train that inner voice to make it more supportive, more encouraging? Positive affirmations are like mental training exercises for your mind. They help you reprogram those negative thought patterns and replace them with empowering beliefs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to become a rock star by just dreaming about it, right? You need practice, dedication, and the right mindset. Positive affirmations work in the same way. They're a tool to build that positive mindset muscle and unlock your full potential. So, what are some of the key takeaways from today's episode? Firstly, remember that affirmations aren't about denying reality or faking happiness. They're about choosing to focus on the good, on your strengths, and on what you can control. It's about building a foundation of self-belief and resilience. Secondly, make your affirmations personal and specific. Instead of generic phrases like, "I am successful," try something more tailored to your goals. "I am confident in my ability to nail this presentation," or "I am attracting abundance into my life." Thirdly, be consistent. This isn't a one-time fix. It takes time and repetition for your brain to truly absorb those positive messages. Make affirmations part of your daily routine. Write them down, say them out loud, even meditate on them. Repetition is key. Fourthly, believe in what you're saying. If you utter affirmations with doubt or negativity, they won't have the same impact. Approach them with genuine conviction and belief. And lastly, don't be afraid to experiment. Find affirmations that resonate with you, that make your heart sing, and that motivate you to be your best self. Ever felt like you were constantly battling negative thoughts? You know that feeling when you're facing a challenge and your mind starts spiraling into self-doubt? Let me tell you, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if we could reframe those thoughts, turn that inner critic into a cheerleader? Let's say you're preparing for a big presentation. Instead of thinking, "What if I mess up?" try affirmations like, "I am prepared and confident in my abilities," or "My message is valuable and will resonate with the audience." See how that shifts your energy? It's about consciously choosing to focus on the positive, on what you can control, and on building your self-belief. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a little shy and hesitant. Instead of letting those nerves take over, you repeat an affirmation like, "I am approachable and confident." You make eye contact, smile genuinely, and start engaging in conversations. The more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. Your confidence grows, your connections deepen, and suddenly that once daunting event feels empowering. That's the magic of positive affirmations. They can help you step outside your comfort zone and embrace new opportunities. So remember, today's episode is all about harnessing the power of positive affirmations to build a stronger, more resilient you. Remember those five key takeaways. Make them personal, be consistent, believe in what you're saying, and don't be afraid to experiment. Ready to take action? Start by choosing one affirmation that resonates with you today. Write it down, say it out loud, and really feel the power behind your words. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to rewrite your story, one positive affirmation at a time. I can't wait to hear about your journey. Share your affirmations with me on social media. Let's build this stoic community together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.